This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Are you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh?
All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's.
Let's go. Although this local teams have gotten me.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, you know what? We'll you know what always gets you in a good mood? Travel. Why don't we take you to the international games as we have Leroy, the Falcons, taking on the Colts in Germany, 9:30 on Sunday. Does that game tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy, not tickled.
I'm interested. Like, India's been winning games a lot different than Denver, right? They look really good on both sides of the ball, and so I look at them as a contender. I know it's hard to imagine the Indianapolis Colts, but yeah, they're one of those teams.
Steven, don't you like running backs? Don't you want to see Bijan versus Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, but he's attached to Atlanta.
Oh, he's a Saint. I forgot. Leroy, you know, you spread yourself thin with Minnesota, Cleveland,
New Orleans,
Miami.
Hey, I talk about a lot of teams, but from the first day I've started doing radio till this day, Atlanta.
It's your most hated city.
Yes, that's childhood. That's carried me for most of my years.
I mean, you would think that would tickle your fancy then. A little petty watch in the morning.
No, what am I doing on Sunday morning, dude?
Playing golf.
Don't you have the iPad?
That ain't iPad worthy. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. That
you
1 o'clock.
You asked me if my fancy was tickled. I took all the factors into account.
Fair enough. It is it's your segment, not mine. At 1 o'clock.
Why are you trying to change my mind then?
I don't know. Fellows dismissive for the surprising Colts.
No.
1 o'clock. The 6-2 Buffalo Bills stroll into town to take on the 2-7 Miami Dolphins. The line has gone down. The Bills are now 8.5-point favorites. Oh, does this down. Game tickle your fancy?
Somebody turn.
It does.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see if people play better football without Papa Shot. I'm like, come on, man. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries on the defensive side for the Bills, but I got to be honest with you, Vlad. I literally feel like that happens every year with the Dolphins and Bills. They're like, oh, we're missing Epinesa. We're missing this. And whoever they replace with does just as good. It doesn't.
Now, for the most part, don't the Dolphins usually keep these games close?
Yeah, I mean, there's usually, the way it's gone is usually there's one close one, one blowout.
It goes
two
ways.
That's how it's been going lately.
Yes, a close game or a Tua crappy game. It's two ways that it goes.
Right. I don't know why I still think this team could
turn
it around.
You're delusional.
Bless your heart.
It's not like, yeah, I guess I would have to admit that maybe I'm a little delusional. That's usually not my thing.
It's good of right? you.
It's definitely
it's not my
thing.
It's not my thing at all, but I always just looking at how they play and how they can play. And believe it or not, if the Dolphins fare well in this game, you're going to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a well-called game by the coaching staff.
So then
it could also be a farewell game.
Ooh. Well, no. The farewell game might happen the week after.
Because that's right before the bye week.
Right, yeah. If you lose to Marcus Mariota after I gave you a free trip to Spain, you got to go.
The international trip never bodes well for the struggling team.
No.
I know.
Well, they both struggling. So how does that work?
Well, it doesn't. Dan Quinn's got the pass this year because his quarterback's hurt. You know, went to the NFC title game last year. He's got a little reprieve, I feel like.
Right.
You know, at 1 o'clock, the New York Football Giants take on the Bears. Chicago's a 4.5-point favorite. Does that game tickle your fancy?
No, that's 1 o'clock.
Fancy, not tickled.
Yeah, that's a tickle fight.
Fair enough.
Like, I don't know where Chicago, although Chicago has been playing better.
We got a sneaky Leroy Horde Bowl at 1 o'clock. The Baltimore Ravens at 3-5, fresh off their win over the Dolphins, travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Baltimore's a 4.5-point road favorite.
They're starting to get their guys back, and they played some good football last week, so I guess everybody is just, like you said, I don't know if they get ring protection, but they're one of those teams
they get MVP ring protection.
Right. So from that standpoint, I think they're just assuming. But the Vikings are really good, too, defensively. Their quarterback hasn't played, and he's just coming along. So
they really love the Ravens. To be a 4.5-point road favorite against a team that just beat the Lions on the road?
Yes.
That's crazy. Right.
That seems like a Vikings all day chili pepper.
Yeah.
Well, that's there for you if you want it.
Yep.
At 1 o'clock, the Cleveland Browns visit the New York Jets.
My fancy is tickled. My fancy is tickled.
I'm contractually
obligated
to watch this. But here's the problem, Vlad. Y'all don't have Sauce Gardner or a defender on the front line, and they don't have nobody that can get open that can catch the ball.
Yes, we do.
No, I'm saying the Browns don't.
Oh, the Browns don't. Oh,
don't have nobody.
So
to get.
The weaknesses that we have doesn't matter because you don't have the strength. And okay, I get what you're saying.
Right. Now, I will say this, that the Browns, if Quinnen Williams isn't there, he's not there.
I'm going
to
run.
They will try to run the ball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Terrible game. 1 o'clock.
Yours isn't any better either. But you know.
Not saying that it is.
But we know, man. We know, dude. We know. You ain't got to throw that out there.
At 1 o'clock, the 7-2 New England Patriots head on over to Tampa Bay to take on the 6-2 Buccaneers. Tampa is a 2.5-point favorite at home. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
It's something about it's two teams that find ways to win games. Drake May is coming along. I'm a big fan of Baker. But they're banged up outside.
Shake and bake.
They're losing a lot of their weapons outside.
Yeah, but they're coming off a bye week this week.
Yeah, but still, they still, I don't, I mean, as Evans is not coming back.
I mean, he's not coming back to the end.
No, he's got a broken collarbone.
But they still got.
I'm looking at their injuries.
Godwin might be back.
And Godwin did not practice yesterday. Neither did Bucky Irving, but they are questionable. They're not ruled out yet.
Still a lot of, you know, questions around who's going to be available. But they've won games with nobody available. It's kind of one of those teams, right?
Patriots coming on strong as well. Should be a good matchup. Probably the juiciest in the 1 o'clock slate, because then we have your childhood team, the 1-8 Saints, taking on the sneaky, surprising, spunky 5-4 Carolina Panthers, who are 5.5-point favorites. Ticket your fancy?
The Panthers are a favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Five and a half point favorites.
It's something about
fancy, not tickled.
No. I'm just like too much. I know the Saints are bad, but we rolling with Carolina like that.
Yeah, they're 5-4, Leroy.
Beat Green Bay last week. Okay.
They beat Miami.
Beat 13-10.
16-13.
So what? They weren't the 13.5 point favorite. They were the underdog. Doesn't matter if you're the underdog, how you win. You won.
Right. I would still be a little reluctant to be given points if I'm back in Carolina.
Well, that many points. Although
the Saints are terrible.
Y'all play
terrible.
Who they play? Tyler Schlauf?
Schuck.
I think it's Shuck.
Shuck.
Chuck?
Shuck. Shuck.
With no C.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christian Brown on the
With no W.
You're like, that's not how that's spelled.
That's spelled Braun.
Yeah, I know words, and that's not how that's spelled.
No, you barely know words.
Fair point. What a clock, Leroy. The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Houston Texans. Jacksonville is 5-3. They are 1.5 point road favorites at the 3-5 Texans. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
Isn't their quarterback hurt?
Yes, CJ Stroud is out with a concussion, and Travis Hunter is on the IR with a knee injury.
Who is their backup?
Davis Mills.
Still doing it, Davis Mills, huh? Good for him.
Oh, man. Good for him. See, this is one of those games where you think, wow, they're playing with Davis Mills. This team has been terrible, right?
Not their defense.
Right, but still, you can only do so much.
Yeah, but Trevor will give you some. Trevor will keep you in the game.
He throws up some stinkers.
And the Jaguars are one team, right when you want to give them love, show them love, they'll put up a stinker.
That's how I feel about Carolina. I'm going to give you an option. Survivor pool, you got to pick one.
I'm taking Carolina. I'm taking Carolina.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina too.
I'm taking Carolina. All
right. Okay, so you. Well,
Especially since
I'm going to tell you why. Carolina is just getting good. Jacksonville, for the last 3 years, have been like teasing you, teetering on, are they going to be a team to take the step with Trevor? Or are they going to be a team that needs to get rid of Trevor and rebuild?
The one thing I'll say about Carolina is if there's one thing they can do, they can run the football. So that's going to. That's going to pay dividends to
Rico
wherever
Suave,
you
right,
are.
Tobin?
Huh?
Rico Suave. That's the guy.
Yep.
Rico Dotto.
He's good.
He's good.
Less embarrassing. Some things less embarrassing. Rico Dotto killing the Dolphins and the Colts killing the Dolphins. Still losses, though. Doesn't make you feel any better. Anyway, we start the 4 o'clock slate. Cardinals at the Seahawks. Cardinals 3-5. The Jacoby Brissett era is upon us. Taking on the 6-2 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is nearly a touchdown favorite, 6.5 point favorite in their building. Leroy, does that game tickle your fancy?
No, but I think Seattle gonna put it on them.
Fancy, not tickled.
4:25. The LA Rams at 6-2 take on the 6-3 San Francisco 49ers. Cool. LA is a 4.5 point road favorite. Does that game tickle your fancy?
I'm still trying to figure out how San Francisco is putting it together because with all the injuries and banged up.
You got a coach.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that. I'm excited. I want to see that game. I want to see that game because now we're getting to the point where these 6-3 and 7-2 teams are playing each other in their own division and their own, you know, conference, and it's starting to mean a little bit more as far as now you're getting an advantage over certain teams.
Still real, me damn it. 4:25, the Detroit Lions take on the Washington Commanders.
Are they double digit?
7.5 point seven road favorites.
Yeah.
Tigger fancy?
No, Washington.
Fancy, not tickled.
Got hot garbage right now.
I don't feel like we've tickled your fancy very much this week.
They did. Yeah, yes, he did. Tampa Bay, New England. San Francisco Rams.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude.
The games that are bad. Streak. Yeah, the games that are bad.
You don't seem enthused. When I say tickle your fancy, you don't seem as enthused. It's like I have to, like, twist your arm for it to be.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you why.
What is it, Ryan?
Okay. Because I'm in football hell.
No, you're not.
You're down here?
You got Michigan.
They got two losses, too.
But they still control their destiny.
Yeah, but I'm going to just say this. Yeah, but we talking about Sunday.
I mean, it is what it is.
Right. But there's not, you know, just watching all these teams take those next steps and then.
Can't be happy for their happiness.
I want my own happiness, damn it.
I agree. Sunday Night Football. Your guy, Aaron Rodgers, and his 5-3 Steelers visit the L.A. Chargers at 6-3. The Chargers are 2.5 point favorites. Of course, they have lost a lot on their offensive line, but does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I'll watch. I won't even be hate tickled.
Of course you're going to watch. There's a Michigan man coaching.
Crazy person. Finally, Monday Night Football.
Oh, best game of the weekend.
It was good. The Philadelphia Eagles at 6-2 go into the frozen, or brisk, I guess, right now.
No, it's frozen. It's frozen.
Of Lambeau Field to take on the Packers, who are 5-2-1.
Good Monday night game.
Green Bay is a 1.5 point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yep. Good. I will say this. Green Bay has problems with teams that control the football. Right? So just think of that and what the Eagles do. The Eagles will methodically move the ball down the field, and it kind of forces Green Bay to almost press too much. And they've gotten in trouble in every game that's kind of had that, where the other team just controlled the ball by running it. And that's kind of how they lost to Carolina. Jalen Phillips' debut, too.
Jalen Phillips' debut, he loves the weather. Well, Lad is right. It's going to be slightly below freezing.
And 9
degrees. So
somebody just, Big J, just said Chop ruled out Sunday.
Chop ruled out? Well, he got a concussion, yeah. It didn't sound very promising.
What kind of concussion is that?
The only concussion
I missed the next week was because I got up in the hospital.
They gave you smelling salt, man. He was good. Oh, you all right. Hey, how many numbers? 3. That's 4, but you're one close. Don't worry. Get in there. You know.
Yep, because they on Thursday and Friday, they smashed my head back and forth to see if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. Ouch. And he said, nah, we're going to sit you this week.
Yeah. It also says D. Eskridge is out Sunday for the Dolphins, according to Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Well, so, got a new returner.
Chop wasn't going to chop that big moose down in number 17 for Buffalo.
Take a break.
Smitha said, he really said, I don't remember when talking about concussions. That's a concussion, you dummy. So
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.